From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, operated by Republicans in the majority, has concluded that the intelligence community was correct when it found that Russian President Vladimir Putin was trying to help Donald Trump when Moscow meddled in the 2016 presidential election. The bipartisan report was released Tuesday. It disagrees with the findings of House Intelligence Committee Republicans, who found that the intelligence community was mistaken to conclude that Moscow wanted Trump to win. Experts are warning that the Trump administration's plan to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons and missiles within a year is both unrealistic and risky, Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
President Trump may be optimistic about denuclearization in North Korea, claiming on Twitter, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." But the process is not that easy.
The denuclearization mission is hardly done.
And Daryl Kimball, the executive director of the Arms Control Association, says that's because it's no simple task. Shelley Adler, Washington.
President Trump's fights with the country's intelligence agencies continued Tuesday when he questions on Twitter whether the National Security Agency is out to get him as part of a witch hunt. The NSA oversees much of the U.S. government's electronic surveillance. Trump called the agency a disgrace. Both the NSA and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which oversees the NSA and other key intelligence agencies, are declining to comment on the president's tweet, referring all inquiries back to the White House. This is VOA News. 12 teenaged boys